Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
All praise and glory due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in need. And we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. We seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our wrong actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can misguide them. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, then no one can guide them. And we bear witness and testify, there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger sent to mankind. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he should be feared, and die only in a state of Islam, in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to what follows, being Ramadan, this month, this blessed month, the whole purpose of this month and the reason for fasting is that this is the month that the Quran was revealed. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And so, being a month in which the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealed as a mercy and a savior and a guidance to mankind, we spend this month in fasting as an action of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is also a month of the Quran, that we read as much Quran as we can. We stay up in prayer listening to the Quran as much as we can. But most important is reflecting upon the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every verse that's revealed, there is nothing but wisdom and benefit to mankind. Hudan linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. It is guidance to mankind and distinguishes that which is wrong to that which is right. Direction, guidance. And a lot of times we underestimate how important the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our life. And it actually holds a lot of answers to the questions that not just us as individuals, but societies ask, countries, mankind asks in general. Questions like, where do we come from? What are we doing here? And where are we going to go? It's like if you meet someone at a bus stop and you ask him, want to strike a conversation, where do you come from? And he looks at you and he says, I don't know. Okay. What are you doing here? I don't know. All right. You're at this bus stop, where are you going? And he says to you, I don't know. How would you consider your conversation with this person? Strange, yeah? That this person has something wrong with him. He can't answer three questions. Obviously, he's come from somewhere. He's here for a reason. He's at the bus stop so that he can go somewhere else. Likewise, the questions of mankind, where do we come from? What are we doing here? And where are we going? And these are all answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all mentioned in the Quran in detail. Your origin, where you came from, the origin of your creation, what's your purpose in this world, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you in this world, and where are you traveling to after? Where are you going to go after you pass away? So questions of mankind. Other things in which we reflect upon the Quran is, how do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person who wants to know, how do I go about attaining worship? And through that path of worship, how do I enter Jannah? How do I get to paradise? This is where I want to know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Many verses explains the process of how a person goes through this world, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the path that will lead him towards paradise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ and so forth. Likewise, even the issues that we have within this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us in the Quran. Why? Why do we struggle? Why do we suffer? Why do we go through difficulties? Right? What's the purpose of struggle? What is the purpose of hardship? Of being patient? What is the reward? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. For those that have faith and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His patience, His rewards will never go to waste. He will be rewarded for those. And so, again and again, Allah reminds us in the Quran about His promise. What promise is that? The victory of the believer. The honorable victory of the believer in this world and in the hereafter. So from cover to cover, there are many verses of the Quran that a person can reflect upon. That a person can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we're going to give you a few examples of verses in which you can think about, comprehend, and reflect upon. Upon those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. Especially this is important in the month of Ramadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, verily, good deeds, they wipe away the bad ones. Because every son of Adam, he commits sin. And every son of Adam has bad deeds. However, the good deeds that he does, his salah, his actions of ibadah, his fasting, these will lead him towards paradise. Because his bad deeds will be wiped away from the good deeds that he's doing. His salah, his tawbah, his fasting, his zakat, his charity, everything that he does, until he becomes cleansed from these evil actions. And so, increasing in good actions is also a person increasing in the amount of sins that he wipes away, that he takes away from himself. And this is very, very important for a person to understand that you as a believer, you do good actions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Allah, but also for you, that you wipe away your sins. From the time even you make your wudu, your sins are washed away. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said about the 5 daily prayers, he said to his companions, if there was a river in the front of your homes, and you were to wash in this river 5 times a day, would there be any dirt left on you? They said, no, Ya Rasulullah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, like is the salah. The likeness of it is the salah. Just how you bathing in this river, you have no dirt left on you. Likewise, the salah would wipe away your bad deeds until you're cleansed, until you're clean. So the good deeds that a person he does, they wipe away the bad ones. They wipe away these evil deeds that a person he does. And Ramadan, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever fasts this month, iman and wahtisaban, with complete faith and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven in this month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is also a shield that protects you from the hellfire. And when someone he has a shield, make sure that shield is strong. Don't poke holes in that shield. Don't do bad and evil things in this month, that this shield that protects you from the hellfire, you end up destroying it. Fasting is a shield that protects someone from the hellfire. Another verse that we can reflect upon to show the importance of the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And with that goes another verse, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. These are two simple things that if you as a believer implement this in your life, majority of the headaches and issues and problems that you put yourself in, you'll solve. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, we've revealed to you the book. That's a clarification for everything. We've clarified everything in this book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, ask the people of reminder or the people of knowledge if you do not know. So not just the book's a clarification, but sometimes you have to ask the people of knowledge to get that further clarification. So a lot of times a person, he comes, he has problems in his life. Did you know that your religion, your Islam, the Quran that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tackles all these aspects in your life? Marriage, divorce, even there's a chapter of divorce in the Quran. Inheritance, finances, transactions. These are situations or products that people always have issues with in their life. Money is always an issue. Inheritance is always an issue. Marriage is an issue. Divorce is an issue. Business is an issue. Dealing with others is an issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed rules for all those aspects. But why do we find that people have problems? Because they don't go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so important that a person reflects and understands that his guide in life is the Quran. His direction is the Quran. It will show him where to go and how to get there. But the problem is not the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is with us as Muslims that don't take heed to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us or commanded us to do. And we find that a lot of times we dig our own hole is because we went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in regards to the Quran and contemplating the Quran, قالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. Look at the people of hellfire, what they say. They say, only if we listened, we listened through our ears, and we comprehended what we heard in our minds, then we would not be from the people of the hellfire. Only if we reflected, only if we understood, only if we seek knowledge in the correct way, we will not be from the people of hellfire. It's not just the Quran is light. It's not just the Quran is guidance. It is your only savior. Have you ever heard in the history of Islam, a scholar, a hafiz of the Quran, or a person of worship, or ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, drown in the evils of this world? Have you ever heard of him or them commit suicide? Have you ever heard of them turning to drugs? Have you ever heard of them doing evil and corrupted things on earth? Even the student of knowledge that has understood what he is, what he is as a human, and how much he needs Allah and needs the guidance of the Quran and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his life is nothing but happiness. Allah gives these people a beautiful and content life here inside their heart because they are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are connected with Allah. They are connected with the Quran. They are strong believers. Nothing can shake them. Nothing can move them. Because they know as long as they have the guidance of the Quran and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no other need in life. So then what's the opposite? If we say that your connection to the Quran will bring you happiness, that means your disconnection to the Quran will bring you problems. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you about the one that turns away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns away from this reminder. And you may not see it, but go back in your history of just the last 10 years and see the most miserable people on earth, even though they have everything. Who are they? Does the poor and the needy and the righteous do what the rich and the famous do? Overdoses. How many overdoses has occurred among stars and celebrities? How many suicides have occurred among celebrities, among stars, among famous people, among rich people? And you know what they all have in common, every single one of them? We're not talking about 10, 20. We're talking in the hundreds. It's like a common occurrence. Someone died. Yep, he committed suicide. Oh, he had an overdose. It's just like it's this common knowledge now. This is their fate. This is where they end up. Isn't that a sign for us to say? Was it ever that a famous worshipper or a famous scholar or a famous ended his life or he OD'd on drugs or whatever? No, you don't hear it. Doesn't exist. Either OD'd, suicide, murdered, it's all you hear. A disgraceful death and a disgraceful life. And what does that refer to? Allah tells you. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That whoever turns away from the reminder of Allah, and the reminder innahu tadhkira is the Quran, whoever turns away from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give him a life of hardship and struggle, a degraded life. That's what he will receive. And so his money, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِي. On the day of judgment, my wealth, right, hasn't availed me. My friends have left me. My power has gone. I don't have anything anymore. It was never of benefit even in this world. Can't you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing in front of your eyes to the evil and to the wicked? Which one of them has died a humble death in the last 10-20 years? Which one has died an honorable death? They have died in their feces. They have died in their urine. They have died in positions and situations that are considered to be the most disgraceful way to live this world. This is how they have died. And the shame of what they've left behind is also exposed. And they refer to them as stars and celebrities and famous people. And they're nothing but the most wicked people on the face of this earth. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just how he disgraced Fir'aun, just like he disgraced Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, just like he disgraced all the enemies of Islam and all the people that go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you ever think for a moment that these common day celebrities, wealth, whatever it may be, stars, famous people that live a life of evil and corruption and zina and alcohol and drugs, do you think that Allah is going to give them a life of honor and a death of honor? Reflect upon that. ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. That whoever turns away from the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a life of hardship, of struggle, of difficulty. He will scream, قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. He would say, oh Allah, send me back. Send me back to this world. I want to do good deeds on the day of judgment. The reality hits. Ya Allah, send me back. Now I know. Now I know it's true. Now I know the reality. Send me back. I'll do good deeds. I'll do righteous deeds. I'll do good things. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He say to them? Kalla. No. No. It's a blunt no. It's not going to happen. Why? Because they were people, believers, that were patient, that worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will reward them. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. These believers, right? The ones you used to laugh at, the ones you used to degrade, the ones you used to put down, the ones you used to mock. The Muslim, the believer, the hijab, the beard, the brother, the sister, whoever. The ones you used to mock. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells the disbelievers, the ones that you used to mock and make fun of, كنتم تضحكون, you used to laugh at them. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. On this day, I'm going to reward them for their sabr. I'm going to reward them for their patience. And they are the ones that are going to be successful. They are the ones that are going to be in paradise. They are the ones that are going to succeed. So there will be a time where the believer will show the whole world his success. Where he will be successful. All we have to do is pick up the Quran. And you know what the most amazing thing about the Quran? Wherever you open the Quran and read, it will be related to your situation. Any part of the Quran that you were to open and read, it will relate to your situation and they'll be of benefit. Never would it be someone opens the book of Allah and says, this is not related to me. From cover to cover, the Quran will relate to you and something that you need to know, something you need to comprehend about your life at this current time. But if you don't open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't read, how are you going to understand and know? We've just mentioned a group of verses. Just to give you an example of how one verse can give you so much insight into something. So much positive reassurance into something. You want to know? Open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got problems? Open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need medication? Yani patience? Or you have anger issues? You got whatever's going on in your life. You're going calling 1,000 people. You're watching 1,000,000 Dr. Phil documentaries. You don't know where to go. And the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is right there on the shelf. And all you have to do is open and read. And wherever you read, you're opening it for Allah to guide you to the truth. And the truth will be there for you. But you just have to reach out and not be of those that unfortunately turned away from the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this life of hardship, of struggle, of difficulty. Why? Because just like they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, they would be left. Allah would not look at them. Allah would not want to communicate with them. They'll just be taken and they'll be thrown into the hellfire. Why? Because you forgot the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore on this day, you will also be forgotten.